What we do know is Dune 2 is coming.
Yeah, buddy.
They confirmed that already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, earlier
I thought that was already confirmed.
Did you guys... It was thought to be because of the content and whatever. Yeah. But did you guys watch Dune? I know Dad's going to the theater.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going on Saturday.
Okay.
I watched it. I actually watched it last night. I watched Dune last night on HBO Max.
Yep. I did too. I watched it like 3 times already. Have
either of you read the books?
I have an audiobook, but I have not gone through it. I know 57 has. 8 times he's watched
eight
this.
8 times.
We got to get together to do the At the Movies episode. Because we got to talk about this. But yeah, we won't talk about it now because Dez hasn't seen it yet.
Sure.
But yeah.
I've read it. But
yeah. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, you haven't seen the movie.
No, that's fair. Yeah, we'll wait.
It might diverge. Who knows? I doubt it. But it's, yeah. Anyway, Dune 2 is coming. So it has done so well in the box office numbers that they granted him the second part of Dune. The first part, obviously, as we said, has been released on HBO Max and in theaters. The part two coming out in 2023. You guys excited for this? I mean,
yeah, more Dune, more good.
Absolutely. Like I said, I watched the movie last night and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very good. I thought it was a really good movie just in general, and it really seemed, it was very obvious before when it was just called Dune and everyone's like, "Ooh, they're making Dune, that's gonna be awesome," and then people who were familiar with the story and the book and everything like that is like, okay, but how much of Dune are we getting in this movie? And so like when it was about to be announced and they were starting to do the teasers, they kind of tacked on that part one at the end there. Yeah. Like, ah, there we go. Okay. And it's very obvious when you watch Dune part one that it is definitely part one. There's not, we're missing a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. They're not hiding it. I mean, it cuts off.
Right. Yeah. And so I was very satisfied with what I got and the prospect of what was to come. So, there's a whole lot of stuff that I didn't understand watching the movie just because of how dense that world is and the history of stuff behind it. But just the fact that it's confirmed now that we're getting more Dune is good. My question is, what does that mean exactly? Like, is this a part two of two? Is this like...
So from what I've read, they're splitting the first book into two movies.
Yeah.
Right. So like how much Dune are we getting from here on out? Yeah, that's like, what I mean. Like
the second half.
There's five books, I think. So
right. But what is the plan in terms of the franchise?
Are we getting Children of Dune? That'd be great.
Right. Yeah. Like, are we getting all of the stories in the same universe done by the same people?
So
is this like, okay, we have Dune. There you go.
Dune. The original book and they're splitting it into two movies, but the director wants to go on to create many more. He has many more, I think, planned, but he wants to go on to make all of the sequels, direct line sequels.
I wouldn't mind seeing movies. Children of Dune, because the last time they did that, we got a young sci-fi shirtless James McAvoy. So a lot of people don't realize he was in Children of Dune.
Right.
Because that was like before he was bigger.
Well, yeah, technically that's true. Because he was younger.
But yeah. Great movie. Dez, you're going to be blown away in the theater. It's going to be great. I wish I would have gone to the theater, but I was sick and I didn't want to go there and infect a bunch of people with it. But I watched it at
really
home.
Interested. I would be really interested in seeing it in theater, especially in IMAX, because it's available in IMAX, because that was a very pretty movie, and there are definitely a lot of scenes that would be really cool just seeing take up my entire field of vision kind of thing.
The tickets we got aren't for IMAX. We got a VIP theater. Okay. So that's like, would you like anything? I'm a waiter in your theater. Oh, reclining seat. Would you a drink? Here's a beer.
That's always good. That's good. That's always good. But yeah, the Dune movie was really great. Dune Part 1, I really enjoyed. I'm excited and I'm relieved that it was successful enough that they're like, okay, all right, we'll green light part two so that we can at least get that whole story. It would be really unfortunate if they're just like, Dune, the movie, actually it's part one, but we're really hoping it's successful enough to get part two, and then it doesn't, and then we're just left with that blue ball fucking teaser.
Ralph Bakshi, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awful. So at the very least, I'm glad that we'll be getting a whole story of that part. It'd be great if we got more, but yeah, really enjoyed it. I'm glad that this was announced. It's good stuff. I'm also really interested because, again, this is one of those things that Warner Brothers has been doing that I'm really intrigued by, is they announced also the spinoff series that's going to be on HBO Max.
Of course.
That's surrounding around the story of like the Bene Gesserit or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Bene Gesserit,
Yeah, so like we're gonna get to see all the space nuns and whatever story's going on with them. Like that's cool because I had a lot of questions about this stuff. Like I finished the first, I finished the movie, and I was like, I don't understand what the fuck was happening. I really enjoyed what I saw.
Have you seen the 1984? Did you watch David Lynch's?
I haven't.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, I have too.
That's a movie and a half.
You would have even more questions if you watched that.
I didn't know anything about Dune other than like the small glimpses of like pop culture stuff that I had been familiarized over the years, and the direct references that were like stolen from Star Wars and Fallout kind of stuff. So
other way around.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you mean? Like Star Wars stole from Dune?
Yes.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Okay, the way you phrased it, it sounded like Dune stole from them.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I'm aware that Frank Herbert's Dune came a decade at least before Star Wars, so.
What was it, 87, 84?
I think it was Dune? 84 Dune came out.
Yeah, that movie is so fucking weird in the best way possible.
David Lynch, so it gets weird. Yeah, Sting comes out and very codpiece, and he's all ripped and shit, and he's like, "Yeah, hey, look
I've
at
seen
me.
Screenshots and like
no.
random out of context scenes, and like I know Patrick Stewart's in it, but I got
freaking Gurney Halleck,
or like the nipple screen suits, like the still suits are apparently like zip up nipple suits or whatever. So like I know
the best
weird
part
stuff,
of that movie that you don't find in like other movies is the inner monologue. Like they just have moments where it like zooms in close on that person's face, and then you hear this like inner monologue that you get in like a book. And it's like
David Lynch didn't know.
And
what
then I met him. Yeah. I didn't know what to think of him. He was. And it's like you get actual inner monologue in a movie.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's weird.
He didn't know how to handle all the dialogue or the, I guess, inner dialogue in the books. So he was like, let's have him think it.
Oh, fuck it. Just zoom in and we'll just do it like a play.
Don't watch it. You don't have to.
It's I would like to watch it. Maybe we could do that for our At the Movies thing because I haven't seen it.
Well, no. If you watch it, they'll be spoiled for the other
movie. Obviously. Sure. But
that's true.
I think it would be nice now that I've watched the main movie, get some better context for the stuff that I had to look up that didn't make any sense to me. Like I did the Dune Part One does a very good job of just explaining everything you need to know from the point of view of the characters that you have to pay attention to and nothing else. Like that's what it does. And it does a very good job of that because I was able to follow the story. I was able to figure out some of the world building stuff that they were doing. But there was some lingering stuff at the end of the movie. I was like, I don't understand why things are the way that they are or how things are supposed to work in this universe. And I had to go and look it up. And so after that, I was like, oh, that makes that connect a little bit better. That makes sense here. Now I understand why these things are a thing.
Would it be stuff that comes in two or is it other things?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know whether it would be in two because, again, I'm not familiar with it. But I didn't know anything about, like, the hollow tube man-made wormhole stuff. I didn't fully understand the concept of why... Of why
David Lynch's version is quite different.
Of why spice is being used for interstellar travel. I didn't understand the purpose of Mentats. I didn't know any of that stuff. Yeah. So I had to go and look at that.
I have a question because, like, again, you both have seen this.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this gets explained in part one or not. Do they at all touch on the topic of why the Bene Gesserit are pissed off at Jessica?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They mentioned there's like a direct scene where. The one of the head matriarchs,
Reverend Mother,
Reverend Mother, that's it. Like, directly says to Jessica, why'd you have to fucking go and do this? You've ruined everything, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's so, that's a big part in the books.
They do a very good job of laying everything out for you. Like, I remember the many times I watched Dune from 84, and I was like, what is really going on here? I could pick out the plot, you know, through everything. That is so fucking weird. But yeah, this lays it out for you. It's concise and it is to the point, and you understand it. And you might not know the inner you know, hard science of how spice goes into making this stuff, but you know, you don't need to in order to understand the story.
Right, exactly. That was the thing. Like, there was a lot of stuff that was purposely left out of this first movie in terms of like how the story was being told, but it wasn't left out in that it just didn't exist in the universe. Mm-hmm. It's just that your character that you're following didn't need to know that in that moment in order to understand the story that's being unfolded.
Oh, the music is great too. Music is fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Hans Zimmer is great. Like, that man does. I was shocked and then thoroughly impressed at how well Hans Zimmer was able to integrate a fucking bagpipe into space movie.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good.
I'm just like, what? All right. Well, cool. All right. That's fine. But yeah. So
now reminded of, because in the books, this gets a lot more time than the Lynch movie did. Gurney Halleck plays like an instrument, like a fictional instrument that's kind of like an oversized guitar or something.
Oh.
It gets one scene in the Lynch version.
Yeah.
Where it looks like a battle axe that he's like, oh yeah, I'm bringing this with us when we go to Arrakis.
Like,
and then friggin' slings it over his shoulder.
Yeah, it's like
and
a
it's
weird sitar.
So
thing.
Silly. And the pug, for some reason in the Lynch version, Duke Leto Atreides has a pug and he walks around being all like, I'm big guy in charge, and he's just carrying a pug. It's like, what the fuck am I watching? But the funniest thing is the pug survives. Like, you can see it later in the movie.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of dead people on the ground, and like this pug's just still looking up at the camera like, what's going on? It's so weird.
Why?
It's so weird.
That's strange.
Okay, Drifter, have you seen the 2000s?
I have not. I hear it's better, but I have not seen it yet. Less weird.
I'm not sure
more...
if I'd say better.
Yeah.
Yes, it's less weird. I enjoyed the Lynch version more.
Oh, really?
But the 2000s miniseries is still pretty good, and because it's longer, they have more time.
Yeah. Less budget, more time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That'd be interesting.
And because I think it was HBO actually. Casual nudity. Yeah.
Ah, yes, of course.
Always good.
There's some casual nudity in the new movie as well. I mean, it's not like explicit,
dude.
But there's a few scenes.
Yeah.
Some naked folks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Rolling around that oil. They have that oil bath. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, buddy.
Bubbling up. Oh, you wait. You'll see it.
Ooh, ooh, baby.
Baby. Mm.
But yeah. Yep. I'm glad that part two was announced. I'm glad that it's going to be a thing. Because, again, I really enjoyed part one, and it would be a real shame if we didn't at least get that part of the story like finished. It would be really unfortunate. So, at the very least, we're getting that much. But I'm wondering if we'll get more. And it would be nice if we could get the whole Dune stuff. I know, because, again, I don't know the specifics, and I've never read the actual series of books. But I know that there are parts of the books that were directly written by Frank Herbert, and then I know that there were series in the books that were written by other people, and like there's always contention on what parts count and what parts don't after stuff was taken over by somebody else and all of that stuff. So
I think he wrote all the main ones, and then they did like the house books were the like his son, or was it
something? Yeah, I don't know. And that's where like my knowledge of it really drops off, because all I know is there's like contention with some of the fan base of what is considered canon and all of that stuff. And so it'd be interesting to see where the movies fall on that kind of thing and what they take or leave, kind of all of that stuff. So
first six books are official canon to 57 says. So you get 12 movies.
12 movies. Yeah. It's also interesting because again, this was part one, and it's very obvious that it's part one.
Yep.
But the first Dune movie here was 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a decent chunk of time. Mm-hmm. But for me, at least, it didn't really feel that long. Like, it felt pretty well-paced, in my opinion.
prior, the whole Zack Snyder Justice League 4-hour epic marathon of fun, one would you rather have seen Dune, this movie, in a full 4-hour, 5-hour flick, or do you think it is a good idea that they went half and half? I mean, I'm pretty sure there are other factors at play here, but...
Yeah, I don't think he would be allowed to make a 5-hour movie, first off.
I would have given it to him, man.
I would, for sure, absolutely. Especially with what we got with part one. Absolutely, 100%. I don't know if he'd be allowed to, but me personally, I think I'd be okay with watching a 5-hour version. I would just get the whole story, just the way that they did it.
You just hate Zack Snyder. I knew it.
No, and if you remember correctly, when we were talking about that fucking 4-hour majesty of cinema and culture... I did say that it was paced very well, despite the fact that it was 4 hours long.
Yeah. I do.
He did a good job cutting it up into a 4-hour movie, miniseries. It's just, it didn't need to be that long.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
I feel like Dune really needs the room to breathe. Because, like, we only dealt with the first half of the first book, and apparently at least 6 books that are officially canon. And, like, even in that particular half, there was so much context that was removed that we didn't need, quote unquote, in order to understand the story. And so, like, it's super dense, just a lot of information packed in. And so it really feels like it needs to be a 5-hour movie if you're going to tell the whole thing kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you got the whole half of what happens now, because I think, yeah, they do a wonderful job. I don't want to, you know, spoil it or anything, but it one of those rare movies that when it ends, like, I'm wanting more. Like, I was like, oh, sure. God, no, give me more. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so good, dude. I don't know how to pronounce his name, Villanueva. He's
French.
Yeah. But he did Blade Runner 2049, The Arrival. He did Sicario.
That man just knows how to make pretty movies.
Fucking fantastic. And they're gripping, like, movies. Like, they
that man
you.
Just understands pretty pretentious sci-fi. He just gets it in, like, the best way possible, and I say that with the most respect that I can when I say pretentious sci-fi, because, like,
Villeneuve, is that how you pronounce his name?
I think so yeah, because those movies are gorgeous.
Oh, for sure.
Like, all of those ones that you just listed there are super pretty, and yeah, and Dune is no different. That movie is beautiful, despite it's just a bunch of sand and some worms and rocks.
You can clearly, the art, the cinematography, dude, like, you can clearly tell the characters where they're from.
Yeah.
Just by looking at them, it's fantastic, dude. I don't want to go into it. Des, we can watch it. We can go into it later. We'll cover it at the movie segment. I know it, and it's going to be great. And 57 is gonna be, it's gonna be a 2-hour segment. We usually do like half an hour at the most. It's gonna be like 2 hours because 57 is gonna come out with a bunch of knowledge. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. Anyway, yeah, so we get to look forward to Dune 2 coming out in 2023, so we got a little bit wait for that, because yeah, they didn't even film any of it. They have to go out and
Go and do the thing now.
Perfectly cast too, right? Like, everybody in their role, I thought, was so damn good in their role.
I liked it. I was very unfamiliar with Timothy Chalamet as an actor. I hadn't seen a whole lot of him before, but I really liked him as Paul. Yeah. And like, there's a lot of scenes, especially when we get to the more like him figuring out how to use the voice and the interactions with, like, the trauma of learning about the death of his father and all of that stuff. I was just like, wow, this guy knows his stuff. I was pleasantly surprised.
Even before Dune. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I didn't really know him as an actor to begin with, and at least the beginnings of Paul as a character, I know at least a little bit further on down the line, this really kind of changes and juxtaposes where he starts from. He's kind of that blank slate character, you know, the hero journey, kid who doesn't know anything, you know, call to action to, like, go and choose your destiny kind of thing. And, like, I could definitely see some just random fucking person who's just blank slate, like, all right, get in there, stay the line so that we can make our $1 billion movie real quick kind of thing. But no, Chalamet does a really good job, and I'm interested to see where that character changes and transforms and evolves.
I haven't seen him in anything yet. I will say this, his name has been floated around for Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond.
Right, right.
And
yeah, like, I could see that.
What I've seen in the trailers, I'm like, I'd buy it.
I could see that. I don't, at least in the what I saw, for my interpretation of Terry McGinnis is very much a teenager who's got like that sardonic, sarcastic sense of humor, almost kind of like a Spider-Man kind of thing from the comics. Yep. And I haven't seen Timothy Chalamet do any of that. Like, Paul in Dune doesn't have very many scenes where he's like a sarcastic teenager, but I could see that potentially. That could be interesting. We do know he's going to be Willy Wonka, so
just looking at that.
So, you know, we got that to look forward to at least.
Yeah, but like just from what I've seen in the trailers, yeah, I think the casting for this was amazing. I particularly liked Gurney Halleck and Duncan Idaho, at least in the trailers.
Yeah.
And Josh Brolin.
So good.
Smile, Gurney. I am smiling.
Yeah, I like Duncan Idaho as a character. He's just really cool. And at least with what I saw in this movie here, a very intriguing character that was just a lot of fun to watch. And Jason Momoa in particular just did a lot of fun stuff with him. So
it felt like it was almost a role that was made for him. It felt like it was very natural for that kind of who he is as a person. It just seemed right. I don't know. Timothy Chalamet, he expressed a lot of emotion, like, and that's kind of the idea I was, it would bring it back to, and I know these are two very different movies, but back to,
I'm not laughing at that. Okay, hold on, good.
I was gonna say,
you're gonna want to see this.
Bring it back to the Uncharted trailer, right, with Spider-Man dude, what's his name?
Drifter, put this up.
Tom Holland.
Drifter, you're going to want to put that up.
What is this? Oh, God. Okay. Let me pop this in here.
Like, that's a thing that actually exists in the Lynch version.
And what he is talking about is this right here, guys. Boom.
It's an image of Sir Patrick Stewart holding a pug in one arm and a gun in the other, screaming.
All right. Okay.
That's a thing that exists in this movie.
Okay. That's a choice.
You wait, man. You didn't even see him in a mullet. Is he not
my,
there yet?
Yeah, he has a mullet in that movie. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah!
Epic mullet.
Yeah, oh, boy. Mullet. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Like,
that's not even the weird stuff, dude.
Amazing.
That's not even the weird stuff from the movie. But yeah, I don't know. It's a great movie. You guys watch it. I can't wait for number two to come up. So it'll be in the future.
Hell yeah.